Yo! Back at it again, boy!
Episode 12?
12.
We had to take a week off.
We did.
Shit happens.
Well, the reason, let's clue them into why. So, I texted you last Friday, said, hey, you got anything to talk about? And you're like, nah, not really. I'm like, yeah, I don't either. I'm fresh out of ideas. I was like, let's give it some time to breathe, because our last one didn't really come in on the old... The text didn't really come in.
Right.
It was actually our most unsuccessful podcast we've had to date. So I said, well, Ham's coming in Saturday. We're going to go out, go to the track, and, you know, chill with the boys for a night. We'll have that to talk about on the next one. And then whatever else is going on in the following week.
Man, he made a quick trip.
Quick.
Yeah, in and out.
In and out.
Yeah.
So he got in at 4:30? Yeah, got into my place at 4:30. You came over at 5:30, and then we had a few adult beverages, and then headed on our way to the track, hung out the track for a little bit, and then we went our separate ways. Me, Jared, and Han went back to the house to watch the Fury Wilder fight. And you had old Sammy boy take you home.
Yeah, I had old Sammy boy take you home. Oh, what a...
How was that ride?
Well, to give our listeners I caught an Uber.
Yep.
A West Virginia Uber.
That's got to be interesting. I've yet to do that around here.
Oof. All right, so
it's not like Vegas.
The only time I've ever Ubered was in Vegas, so it's like usually when you Uber in Vegas, there's a wait time.
Mm-hmm.
So in my impaired mind, I had this planned out in my head. Cash out, call your Uber, go to the bathroom, cash your chips in, and then go wait.
Right.
So I got the first part. I got off the table, called the Uber, went to the bathroom. And in the midst of using the bathroom, I get a call and it says, hey, I'm out here. Where are you? And
that's,
I'm like,
fast.
Oh,
speedy.
Man, hang tight. So I go out there and I'm looking for the car. And I'm like, all right, it's a Malibu. Now, he didn't even have the Uber.
He didn't have the sticker.
He didn't have the light or nothing.
Mm.
So I'm like, I'm
rogue.
Looking. Yeah, and I'm like, he on the window. He's like, you Matt? And I'm like, are you Sammy? He's like, yeah. So
car was it?
Well, I'm going to get into that. It's a black Chevy Malibu, but when I got in a car, I texted my wife and Jared, and I said, hey, I'm in a black Chevy Malibu with Sammy. And I said, what year is this? And he said, 2020. And I said, it's a 2020. So if I come up dead, at least they knew who I was with.
At least they had some kind of track.
I ain't one of these basic white girls that just hop in the car. I shouldn't say that because people are getting killed.
Yeah, man, damn. Easy. But anyways, so you had Sammy run you through...
Oh, I asked him when we got in the car. I mean, I'm starving at this point. Y'all done amped me up. I done promised the boys all-you-could-eat Taco Bell, but we went our separate ways. But
I'm split.
So I'm like, hey, man, is there any Uber rules? And he was like, as in, too. I was like, I need some Taco Bell. And
he's like,
I'll run you through Taco Bell. And I was like, well, I'll buy you dinner. And he was like, all right. So we went through there. Line was short, but, man, I got mine. And the funny thing was, he was like, does that look right? And I everything was a little blurry.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't know, how much is it? And he was like, 16 something. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. And then he tried to order something that they didn't even have anymore, didn't make. And he was like all disgruntled about it because they were like, well, we can make it, but we're going to charge you extra. And he was like, ugh. I was like, dude,
I got it, man.
Yeah, just get it, dog, if you want it. And then the crazy thing was,
what did he order?
I don't know, because he couldn't even say it. Whatever
really?
He was wanting, he was like,
it's not on the menu anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't. I'll never be able to repeat what he said. So, anyways, we go up to the window and we pay or whatever, and then they're getting ready to give us our food. And he says, yeah, put everything in one bag except for that last one. Just put that in a separate bag. He was like, I'll make it easy on you. I was like, you're the man. But, dude, he said he retired from truck driving. He was 75 plus. We had nothing. I mean, you got me drunk, and you got him who is probably hating life. He said he'd stay out all night.
You in the back or the front?
Oh, heck no, front, dog.
He was riding off of me
without a fighting chance.
He was going to sock him if he started going wrong.
Shit was going down. We had nothing.
I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever rode up front unless I'm with other people.
There was nothing there. He just said that he used to be married. He's got, I think he told me he had two kids. He was a truck driver. Man, that was it. That was a
lot. What was I going to say? Did he have music playing?
Yeah, but it was
not. Rock 105, something like that, 107.3.
We might have been on country. I'm just trying to think, maybe we listened to some Alan Jackson.
Did you listen
to I came back to the
concert that we went to right back when you just started throwing guitar picks at us.
Hey,
remember that? Yeah, that was the worst concert of my life.
For all of our viewers out there, I need your best. Our listeners, I should say, we need our best and worst concert experiences.
That was
Alan Jackson, or the moment that brings you back. I need a moment. Alan Jackson throwing guitar picks.
That was the worst concert I've ever been to in my life, and we were trashed. We were absolutely, because it was the it was right after the mining accident. They came in and do it for the survivors or the families, and they did that whole. And I remember there was two acts. I want to say Jason Aldean was on that, but he wasn't big then. He was just starting to come up.
Wow.
And then there was another guy. I want to say his last name was I'm not a country buff, but I want to say his last name was Black. And he sung with that real, real deep voice. It was like an old, like, Southern, like, Christian voice.
What year was that?
Oh, man, 2012? It had to have been 2012 because I just graduated from college. And I don't even know how you got I don't even know how we
I
got
I don't
even
know why I have tickets.
I don't either. But it was just me, you, and...
It was just me and you.
Yeah, it was just me and you, wasn't it? And we sat up front, too. We had really good... We had, like, floor seats.
Yeah. We were... I mean, it was...
Was it because of Sarah having... Did Sarah give you those tickets from Dr. Black or something like that? Because that was back in the Dr. Black days, because you were still out there. You were still working for him quite a bit.
It says that it was, I'm doing a little quick Google here, it was the Alan Jackson Honky Tonk Highway Tour.
Really? Who was on, and did it say who was at?
Friday, September 12th. That was in 2017. Take that back.
No, that's wrong, because it was way, way before then.
Yeah. Do you have any other good concert
stories?
Yeah. Man, I got one I'll tell you off air.
Oh, really? Come on.
Yeah, no. I got two.
I got two really good concert experiences, and both with Jay. Number one was, this was back when me and Taylor had just started dating, and she got us Incubus tickets to go to Cincinnati, and me, her, and Jay went, and we stayed the night, had a really good time, and at the concert, man, I'll never forget it. Jay will start laughing when I tell this story. We had done some extracurriculars and then went to the concert, and then we just started drinking like little fishies. And I can remember we went to this Jack Daniels like punch thing on the side. It was like when they just rolled out like these mixed drinks that they made. So we were drinking beer all the way up to that point. I was like, you know what, let's get one of these Jack Daniel things. So we get this like huge cup and we drink it down, and then we go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And it's at this like Riverfront Park or something, and I go to the bathroom, and I come out, and I'm looking for Jay. I'm like, dude, where'd he go? And he comes strolling out from like the other end of this wherever he was. And he's like, dude, I just walked into the women's bathroom. And I guess he had registered in his mind because he just seen nothing but stalls. He's like, dude, this is weird.
Yep.
And then he starts to walk into one, and then a woman's walking out of him. Hey, you're not supposed to be in here. He's like, dude, it doesn't matter. Like, I gotta get out. I gotta get this out.
Hey,
I gotta drain the main vein. Like, this is happening.
You need to ask Big Ron, or if he listens, ask him if I went to a concert with him, because I went with Dustin Smith. Me, Dustin Smith. It was a bunch of us.
Uh-huh.
Me, Dustin Smith, Matt Smith. It was like, I don't know who it was. It was a country one, but I just remember Kelly Pickler was there. We were hammered. And I remember she was singing some song, man, and it was holding the lighters, but it was I'm talking about dead quiet. I'm talking about everybody. She was like solo. And I stood on my chair hammering. And I was like, I mean, we were down on the fourth floor. I was like, Kelly, I love you. And she stopped and blew me a kiss. And I was like, yes. Like, that was my moment. Dust and all, they like started high-fiving me. And then I'll never forget in the middle of that concert. Smith or somebody was, of course it was probably Smith, falling over. And he hit this, he fell over and it bumped this person in front of us. And maybe he did it 10 times, I don't really know. But it was enough where the guy turned around. He had enough.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, he said something. Dustin was like, Dustin Smith was like, hey, you. And I was serious because I was like, whoa, man. He's like, you shut the fuck up, turn around. Or I will beat your ass. And I was like, all right. And then God did. He was like, all right. I was like,
got to him first.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Because where it was, I was like, all right, we need to get him out of here. That was what I was going. Yeah. God, that was a good time. I forgot all about that one.
The other one was me and Jay went up. It was alumni weekend at D&E, but we went up to see Foo Fighters in Pittsburgh on a Friday night.
Outside or inside?
Outside or inside. It was at the Penguins hockey arena.
Okay.
Get up there, and dude, it's like wall-to-wall traffic the whole nine. And this is back when I had the Mustang. So Jay's got the Mustang, and he's driving, and I'd probably been drinking the whole way up. We get in there. And dude, we're like, you know, we're asking ushers where our seats were. It's packed out.
They're basically like just sit somewhere.
Yeah, no. So we get in there, we hand the usher our tickets, and they're like, right there. I'm like, right there. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, dude, we're on the second deck in the last row, like off the stage, like looking down. I'm like, oh, I thought we had way better seats than this.
My bad on what I promised you.
We slide in, and we're like on the side of the stage, and then to our right is like a dad and son, and the dad's like in his mid-40s, and the son's probably like, he's a teenager, I would say. And then to the left of us is like this couple, and they look like in their early 20s, and like we get in there, and dude, me and Jay are like, you know, pounding, we're hitting it hard, pounding beers or whatever, and he probably cuts it off early because he's driving me back to Elkins. And dude, I just never forget this. Like, I was singing at the top of my lungs. And to the left of us, this couple is just like hating life, man. The girl's like into it, and the dude's just like, I don't even know why I'm here, man.
Because of her.
Yeah. And then we get out of there, and I just black out, pass out. I wake up, and there I am at the sheets off the Buchanan exit, and there's Bill. I'm like, hey, Bill, good to see you.
How you been, bro?
I'm like, all right, Jay, appreciate it, bro. Dab him up. I get out of the car, get into Bill's car, and we head to Elkins. And then it was a
good old Bill was there for the rescue.
Had a good weekend after that. But yeah, that's my. I'll tell you another bad experience with concerts. So this was a couple years ago. Bill got tickets to the Foo Fighters in outside of Maryland somewhere. I don't remember where exactly it was. And we talked Ham into going. And Ham's not a Foo Fighters type of guy. So we're like, we'll make the best of it, whatever. So we drive up. We get into the place, and like we're looking around. We had general admission tickets. We didn't have an actual seat. Well, general admission means, like, you basically just find a place on the ground in the middle of the stage or whatever and, like,
you just listen.
Plop down and you're done. You're not moving. Dude, when I tell you this place was packed, I mean, it was packed. So we get in there and we start, like, walking around. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. I kept saying, like, because we didn't have a blanket or anything to, like, sit down and, like, put our spot at. So we were, like, literally just, like, wandering around
trying to bring a blanket.
Exactly. So we're wandering around this place trying to find a place to sit down. We would sit down for a second, like, oh, we'll find a better place. And we'd get up. We keep walking around. And dude, I'm telling you, we were walking through the middle of people and getting on people's blankets. You want to talk about pissing somebody off?
Still on their blanket.
Oh my gosh, you'd have thought. oh, they'd have fought. They were literally ready to fight all of us because we're just like walking through the middle of people and we're like just trying to find. There's got to be a better place.
Yeah.
No. We literally walked around the entire concert, the entire time, the entire 3-4 hours we were there.
God.
It was miserable, man. It was, and it
what
was
hot.
What did
he say?
Oh, he just kept laughing. Like, that's all you could do. You had to laugh because it was so ridiculous because we weren't prepared for that at all. We had no game plan. We were literally just walking around. Huh. It was rough. Mm. That was a rough concert experience. But I've only been, how many have you been to?
Oh, God, I feel like, I don't know, 10?
10?
I've seen, God, I know I've
seen. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I've only been to probably 4.
I've seen a bunch of country. That's the craziest thing. I always told my dad this when we'd go to a country concert. And I was whoever I was dating at the time. And it was just like, my dad was like, you're paying an awful lot of money for those tickets to just go get drunk. And I was like, you're right. I couldn't. God, I'd seen Rascal Flatts. Seen Alan Jackson. I've seen Jason Aldean.
Damn, you're a bona fide country freaking listener.
God, I can't remember. I can't even tell you who came with Kelly Pickler when I went.
I don't even know who that is.
You would know. Silver Stars. I just went to party, man.
Well, that's interesting. So, anyways, back to the trip. So, we stopped at Sheetz. Me, Jared, and Ham stopped at Sheetz. Jared got a.
What's Sheetz?
The one in Cross Lanes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
we
did the all in one trip.
Yeah.
So we went on and got beer because I didn't have any. We had drank all the rest of the PBRs. And then, dude, I just went on a spending spree. I bought pizza rolls, pretzel melts, bags of chips, candy, chocolate. The whole night. She rings me up. It's like $17. I'm like, God. So get back in the car. We're jamming or whatever. Come back, have a few beers. Jared's just walking around my living room just as he keeps drinking. He's like, what you got in that cabinet? So, taking to the bourbon cabinet.
Man, he's all about the...
I get up and he's like, don't fuck with me. Give me the good shit. So I pour him some Barrel Proof Elijah Craig. He's like, he sips or whatever. He's like, that's strong, but that's good. Comes back, sits down, he finishes his glass, and he's walking around the living room just winding one up. He's like, I'm gonna bop you. I'm like, whatever you want to do, big boy, I'll square up right here in the middle of my living room.
He's winding the one up.
He's winding them up all night.
That's funny.
Finished up, the fight ends, whatever. And his mom comes, Babs comes, gives him a ride home. It was a good time, though. I had a good time. Went out to the track, had a good time.
You know what I loved about the track?
I gotta get you off those rum and cokes, man. Those rum and cokes, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All that Coca-Cola, that's too much. It felt like it was too much.
What
Coke.
Do you? That's why I usually try to tie one on before I go.
Man, those rum and cokes, it just messed
my
stomach up.
Did you switch?
Yeah, we went to Yinglings, but it was, I mean...
That's what I told that guy.
I wanted to switch to, like, Tito's and, like... soda water or something, because those Cokes, all that syrup was just messing
me up. That's what I
wanted.
I told that guy out there, that guy that was coming out there, he was working the middle, and I was like, dude, I was like, he was like, oh, we're going to raise the minimum up to 15. I was like, yeah, they did that to me in Vegas. I said, at least they gave me free alcohol. And he was like, yeah, we don't do that here. I was like,
I understand. That place was popping, though, for a Saturday night.
Man, I'm ready to go back to Vegas.
I gotta say, doing both experiences now, you know, we used to do the track prior to table games, and then when they got table games, we went out there for a little bit, and you've been out there way more than I have, but like, and then going to Vegas, you're just like, dude, open these tables, like, that table behind us that had the high-stakes poker, like, yeah. The minimum was like $100. I'm like, you guys don't have anybody sitting here. Like, why not open this up at a reasonable price?
If somebody wants to feel froggy and hit the 100,
yeah, like, let them do it. You guys are wasting this table behind us. Like, what is your guys' problem? Yeah. There was only two roulette tables going.
Yeah.
And then there was a few high stakes poker, maybe blackjack or something. It's just like
They definitely don't cater to the if I know that I got or two roulette tables that are packed.
Oh, they both of them were.
I'm opening another. I'm bumping one of them out.
Well, that's so much easier.
And I don't know. Well, I don't know if there's a max of how many they can have. But if I was, I'd slide another one in there. I'd take one of them blackjacks out. Like, you're out, dog.
Yeah,
you're out. Like this, and
they don't have craps, do they?
They do, but it was on the other end.
Oh, okay.
And I've been out there before where they've only had one craps table, and they wouldn't. Me and Job used to go out there and try to play craps, and they wouldn't open that other one. They were like, we don't have a dealer or anything. It's like, what do you mean?
Get one.
Yeah, it's like.
Train one.
Like, you got people begging to stand here and play, spend money. Begging, and you can't, there's not enough
room. Oh, the amount of money that got dropped on that roulette table, it was crazy.
Merrill Paul, yeah, Paul 32.
Dude,
that was wild.
He was a mess. Well, you're talking about the dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the son was a mess.
Oh,
yeah. The son was literally in and out after you talked him to buy him back in. He was in and out in like a matter of like three.
I gave Virginia $150 worth of tips.
Jeez. Well, she needed her nails did, so you paid for that.
They're covered.
Well, she did know.
She earned it.
She did hit. She did hit a few times.
So basically, for our listeners out there, is when the roulette wheel. I'm not going to explain the rules, but I asked her if she had a number. She told me a number. I said, "All right, one chip for me, one chip for you." Basically, I played for her. So if we won, she got the 35 to one. She called that three times throughout the night. What number? And so I gave her the money. Mm. I mean, she earned it. She told me.
Well. Also, to fill in everybody, the Paul story was, Paul, at the time, we thought he was his granddad. He sits down, and then what we didn't know at the time was the son sitting beside him. He had already basically fizzled out. And then mom had left and went to the slots and then came back and then was looking at Paul like he was a moron because he was literally just throwing yellow chips left and right, and then he got pissed off and threw it down on 32. Like, I want to say like 12 to 15.
No, he did 25. Because remember, she said 24, and he had one chip left, and he's like, "Hell, I'm gonna put it on there."
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, he hits on that big stack, and oh man, the table went wild.
Because we all had money on it. The guy that
you were the only other one that won off that too.
No, the guy that kept putting the money in his pocket.
Oh, okay.
Putting the black chips in his pocket because he said he didn't want to let his wife know how much money he had.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that
table went
Paul wild. Paul hit crazily, and I don't know what happened after that because that was about time that we got out of there.
I think he left.
Did he? Smart play.
Yeah, good play on him. I cashed out. Well,
it's nothing like Vegas though, man.
Hell no.
It can't even. I mean, Vegas is just on a level of insanity.
Yeah,
because all those casinos have so many options.
I'm ready to go back, but I'm not ready to go back right now. I got to get Disney and stuff on the way. But I want to go back in the near future. My wife's not going to go, so I'm
pretty take sure. Your mom out there.
Yeah, but
Ham will go.
Gene will
penny slot the hell out of that place.
Yeah,
she ain't a table girl.
No, she'd stay at one hotel. I mean, she's going to go. I'd have to take her, but I just don't want to watch her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, mom. But she'd go in the room.
Stay at the Cosmo.
Yeah, and you go to the room. Don't you go walking anywhere.
So, yeah, we get back and watch the fight. And just a little, I mean, the fight was, if you know the Vegas odds, Fury was a plus 150 dog going into that fight. And the rumor was that he had bad ankles and he came in heavier, so everybody thought he was out of shape. And I guess I'd say the money went real hard on Wilder once that kind of came out because I think his promoter, Eddie Hearn, or somebody put that out there for him.
Yeah, but Wilder said he got weighed down by the outfit.
That's what I want to bring up.
Stephen A. called him an idiot.
Dude, why? And here's the thing. Do you know the clause in their contract was he has 30 days to accept a rematch?
Both of them, dude.
Yeah.
They both had it, yeah.
And if I'm Fury, I'm saying, nah, screw the rematch. I just dismantled this guy for 6 or 7 rounds.
Yeah.
And in the fight before that, he knocked me down twice, but I probably took 10 rounds to 2 in that one. So why am I going to – what's the incentive
here? Why
am I
fighting again?
I'm not. If I'm Fury, I'm like, I'm looking at Wilder, I'm like, dude, just drop the claws because you're a mess. You're literally blaming it on a 40-pound
suit. Does he have
to
accept it?
He doesn't. But that's in the contract. He had 30 days to accept or deny. If you're Wilder, why? I'm not going back down that road. I'll fight Ortiz or Ruiz or somebody like that. I'm not. And if I'm Fury, I'm clamoring to fight Joshua at Wembley in England, because that's the money. They'll probably put 70,000 freaking people in the seats in Wembley, because that place will be packed out, and it'll be a crazy fight.
I'm not fighting him again. I think when they keep trying to make money, Mayweather and Pacquiao fights, like,
stop.
We're both old.
Yeah, like, we're not. Let's not do this. Yeah. But the other thing about that 40-pound suit thing is he tried it on the day before. You didn't know how heavy it was when you put all that on?
That's just bullshit.
Right? Like, and that tarnishes everything they built leading into that fight. Like, it was going to be, it's the matchup of the ages. You know, some people were saying it was freaking Frazier and Ali type of fight. And then you come out and say after the fact that the reason why you lost is because you wore a 40-pound suit to the ring and your legs went out from under you. Like, come on, dude. Yeah, that's such horse shit. But it was entertaining. I enjoyed it.
So Jared was winding one up.
Jared was winding one up. He can get a two-piece and a soda anytime he wants. You know what I'm saying? If you're listening, you little biatch, you can get it anytime.
I'm going to wind one up on him tomorrow if he comes over. I'm going to wind one up on his ass.
So, yeah, then Ham bounced out after that, went home early Saturday or Sunday morning. And that was the weekend. It was a good weekend. I had a good time. And then,
you know, Ham got any vacation plans or anything, or is he just going with the flow of work?
He was playing softball today, so I'm assuming he's doing that.
He's a big softball guy.
Yeah, he enjoys softball. I don't know what leagues he's playing in. He used to be real big time. When he was in Elkins, they traveled all over the place. Oh, yeah. It was every weekend they were somewhere. Like,
man,
It's a big party.
A lot of them people take it too damn serious.
It's a big party, man. It's like just they get after it all weekend long.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine playing until he used to tell me like
2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah. They'd play in like indoor facilities, and it literally games would be going on all through the night. And I'm like, dude, that's wild. Who's got the energy for that? There's no way. I'm not sitting around waiting for my game at 3 o'clock in the morning to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell no.
And he buys bats all the time. Like, you can talk like getting those bats and shaving them out and doing all that, like, so you can hit
freaking the cheater
lasers. So you can hit freaking
Ham
lasers.
Does he still buy?
He does like these raffles at work, or like he'll do raffles from somebody that he knows in softball, and like he'll win like a couple bats here and then sell them, couple bats here and then sell them. Like, he's getting all kinds of like good bats. He likes to gamble. So that's a easy one for him to get on.
You think Ham goes back to Vegas
with you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. You had him. I mean, he lost out pretty quick at this track.
Can't teach him. I'll try.
Yeah, he needs a lesson or two. He needs a lesson or two.
Oh, shit.
I need to get into, so from our last podcast, we talked about the cereal soup thing and then a hot dog being a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got some feedback. Bill writes in saying, cereal is not soup. Soup in general has to be cooked, even cold soup, and tends to be more than two ingredients. But also, if a sub is a sandwich, then a hot dog is a sandwich.
Hot dog is a sandwich. Hot dog is a sandwich.
Hot dog's a sandwich.
One of them hot dog sandwiches.
You used to start saying it. Also, other feedback. Jay was upset that we didn't podcast last week.
Damn, Jay, my bad, dog.
Yeah, he was looking forward to us getting back together and talking about stuff.
How's Jay doing?
Good. Real good.
He getting married yet?
No marriage.
Speaking of marriage, I got a cousin. They came in today to check out this house that I bought and working on. And so one of their, I guess my cousin, their daughter, got engaged recently, all this, and they were talking about, oh, hey, we can't make it down to look at your house tonight or this weekend because we got to go to Stonewall Jackson. I was like, oh, what are you going up there for? And they said that their daughter, that's where they want to go. She wants to get married.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God, could you imagine the price tag on a wedding at Stonewall Jackson?
I would say every bit of probably 15, 20 grand.
But she backed out. I guess there was some different opinions or something. I was like, man, hell with that. Pay the $90 and go to the fucking courthouse. Call it a day, dog.
That's her special day. That's what she wants. The Gorge is just as expensive, I think. Gorge is probably like 10 to 20, depending on what you're...
All right, for our...
what you're getting into.
Our viewers out there that are married. Are you going to... Do you believe in renewing your wedding vows?
Whoo! What is a renewal of a wedding vow? Is it basically you just saying, hey, let's get together with a bunch of people that we like and just have a little soiree and we'll do something on top of it to get everybody together? Is that kind of what that thing is? That's kind of how I look at it. Like, Laura's always talked about it. Like, yeah, let's have a little shindig somewhere where, you know, we can renew our vows and have all our friends there and just party. Because, I mean, that's what my wedding was, just one big party. It wasn't, I mean, it was formal, but at the same time, like, there was a lot going on there. There was a lot of debauchery happening.
It was a lot of fun. God. So, I'm listening to you. I was trying to, you know, get why we were talking about that. Jay said he missed his talk and all this, and I was, you know, some Urban Dictionary words just to throw out there. Good God, these are nasty.
Ron knows these like by heart, so all the ones you've said at this point, Ron's like, yeah, dude.
Is Ron an active listener?
Based off our last numbers, maybe not, but I mean, yeah, I guess.
All right. Does that say, what's, is that?
Panamanian petting zoo.
Yeah.
When one forces one partner to pick the nuts and corn out of a bowel movement. That's just foul. Who comes up with that? The partner then presents the nuts and corns in a cup or a dish. One then tosses the nuts and corn onto the bed where the partner eats them like a goat or a typical petting zoo animal. That is foul, man.
Who takes the time to type that?
Who comes up with the Panamanian
zoo? Dude, there is. I have learned over the years of watching people, interacting with people, there's a whole different world out there. And the thing is, it's not just us. I get teachers. I think we put them on too high of a standard because I think teachers are normal people. But, man, I've looked at some of this stuff, just different things, and these people that live double lives. Like, they go to work, and they're the, hey, I'm this worker, and I'm a go-getter. And you're like, oh, that's Becky the goody-two-shoes, or that's Joe.
They're a whole different
person. Joe goes home and takes the kids to the, you know, practice and eats dinner and goes to bed. And it's like, oh, Joe does take them to practice and eats dinner. And they go to bed, but Joe doesn't.
Joe's online.
Or Joe gets the keys and goes somewhere and does some wild shit. And it's like, or you think like, oh, Betty's just single and never going to get married. Oh, Betty's single by choice. And she don't want to get married because of the crazy shit she's doing.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
I think they need to get off the dark web and just make the dark web open. Like, don't call it the dark web. Just let's see what's out there.
I mean, yeah, the dark web's a weird place, though.
The double lives. Do you think Bill's living a double life?
No.
I know. I can tell you somebody right now that's living a double life. It's Jared. Jared's open to us. He goes home. He shuts down. That's a double life. He ain't who he is at home.
But if you're defining a double life, does it have to be crazy?
No.
Do you have to be off your rocker to be living a double life, or is it just kind of one of those things like the person you are at work is not the person you are?
Oh, I think everybody has a double life from who they are at work to who they are.
Yeah,
I think everybody. But then when I'm talking double life, I'm thinking like you're not just going home and reading a book or calling your girlfriend, boyfriends, your friends out and going to have a glass of wine on Thursdays or whatever. I'm talking about you're going to these group orgies, or you're going to, you know, like that movie you referenced, Don't Fuck with Cats, and you're stalking people on Facebook and
that's what I define it as. Somebody who is literally working a job at a casino and they're a data analyst, and then in their spare time they're literally tracking the worst of the worst people on Facebook. Yeah. But that's kind of what social media is kind of opened up to being, isn't it? It's because you can log in and create a person and be that person, and whoever. It's like catfishing. I mean, you can be
How
a catfish.
How many people do you think are going home and like, all right, I'm Flan, but when I go home, I'm Becky the brown haired. And does that make you want to be transgender, or make you want to be a girl, or does that just make you like, oh, I'm just gonna be a girl for the evening?
It's weird. The internet has opened up a whole other can of problems for people, because they might hate themselves more because they want to be something else online.
I don't understand, like, the show Catfish. I quit watching this because, like, y'all are stupid for believing that, like,
these online relationships?
Yeah, it's like, come on. There's got to be a common ground. It's like, if you can't send me a picture,
and if you can't meet me somewhere in real life, yeah, then there's a problem. Out. I mean, how many people you know that have done the Tinder thing and shown up and met somebody that their picture looked totally different than what they did in real life? I mean, that happens. That happens quite often.
I want Jared to get on Tinder.
You're opening up a whole other can of worms for that man.
If I save him, I'll
save him. Create an account for him.
I'm gonna go ahead and take his profile picture and everything for him. But hey, man, let's go ahead and get you a profile picture.
Yeah, take a face shot of him. Like, here, smile.
You think we can get him on it?
Oh yeah, yeah. It won't take much. Does he have any prospects is the other thing.
Oh, yeah, there's somebody out there for everybody.
But does he have prospects at the time? Like, is he – because Big Ron told me the other day that he was going out on a date, and then that date never transpired.
He didn't go?
I don't know if he even had one.
What day was this?
I don't know if he's putting that out in the atmosphere or what, but you got a date or not? You little punk.
Let's ask him.
We've got to open this thing up. This is – so if you guys can't tell, we're totally ad-libbing here. And the thing is, the next venture on this podcast for us is literally bringing people in here to discuss sort of things like this instead of having to text you or whatever. Hell, there might be even a scenario where we're going to start calling people and be like, hey, what's up? How's it going? Let's talk. You know, let's get to the bottom of this. That's season two, ladies and gentlemen.
If we can do it with these remotes – or these mics, let's go up to the house Friday. I'll have the heat cranking on. Let's get Jared in there.
I just don't think we can do it with this equipment. We got to upgrade. We got to get there. We got to get there.
We got to pump him numbers.
There ain't no number pumping is tough. We got a select few audience, and sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't.
That's wild.
What else you got?
Oh, I watched a house burn down this morning.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, it's sad.
But you didn't. But you did. You got a good context to it.
I honestly thought that they're doing some work across the road from this house I'm working on, and my wife and I have been watching them knock down trees, burning and stuff. And I was out there getting my fire pit or my pile of stuff burning because today's the last day of non-fire season in West Virginia for a couple months. And hell, I see the flames going, and I'm down there taking pictures, and I hear a guy yelling. It sounded like for a dog or something. And you know, I'm taking pictures and sending them to my wife, and I'm like, man, I was like, damn, they really got that hillside burning over there. And then I see a cop go down there and stop. And then I heard that, and I was like, damn, that was like 15 minutes later. It took them a while to get there. I mean, that house was gone. Of course, I don't. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning. Now that, and I'm sure a house fire. I'm sure that, you know, that shit's rapid. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But man, it felt like forever. And then when they finally showed up, I was like, "Well, son of a bitch, that wasn't them up at burning that hillside in the logs. That was an actual house."
You said so. The fire department was a little late.
Well, so Polka volunteer firefighters. They were the first to join ones that. There. Nah, dog. There ain't. I'll tell you what. Our listeners out there,
yep.
Hit me back on this. There is nobody more dedicated than a volunteer firefighter.
What is that about? What do you get out of that? Is there any incentive to be a volunteer?
I guess just the adrenaline. You're adrenaline. That's you're not paid. You're
helping your community, so you're doing decent work.
Yeah, and they rig up their own personal vehicles with lights and all that.
Does Dunbar has a real fire department?
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah, they're fully staffed. Dunbar's got two fully staffed.
Two? We got two stations.
Well, they got the one on Roxalana and the one down by.
Oh, that's right.
There was a fire in Dunbar the other day by your where you take your car.
Oh, at the mobile one.
Yeah, you know how they across the railroad tracks they got like mobile two. That Gravely place burnt.
Really?
Yeah, I think Thursday or Friday.
Wow.
And also all this was said and done. Polka was there. I heard some more fire trucks, so I'm assuming it was Nitro. They were down there getting on it, and then here comes, I mean, this was on after, and then here come Cross Lanes volunteer, and I'm like, boys, y'all are late. I ain't coming down there to clean up.
You could have laid a dollar short.
You could have yelled at me on the radio and said, we got the fire out. I ain't coming down there just to hang out. Like, if you say the fire is out, I'm packing my shit. It's Saturday.
I'm not even coming out for that.
Yeah, I'm going back home.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe that's what you do with your boys in red, but nah. Let's see. We got that. I'm trying to get you to come up to this house I bought and then learn how to do some repairs. You ain't biting.
Ain't no bite going on over here, dog.
I'm just trying to show you the ropes, man. So when you go do the remodel in this house, you can shave some corners.
You're gonna be my main contractor when we remodel this house. Nah. I'm gonna bring you in. Say what you know about this, that, and the other.
Me and Justin coming in and get it up.
Yeah, no doubt. You did send me a thing on wanting to buy that property there beside Slick and Snappy's.
Yeah.
And you said we were going to put Ham in there and let him run his business out of there.
If Ham listens, Ham, could you branch off and come to Dunbar?
Yeah, sure. He can open an office anywhere.
Well, let's get it.
All right. So what I say back to you?
Let's do it.
No, I did not say that because you wanted to buy that and then you wanted to buy Slick and Snappy's. And I told you verbatim, I said, it's not probably good practice for Ham to have an office beside a bar that we own, because what's going to happen is Ham is going to walk out of that office midday and go to the bar and take shots of Fireball and come back, and that ain't going to be good for business.
We get JJ in there to be the bar. He can work out on the weekends, and we ain't running a tab like Slick and Snappy everything. So JJ, every time we get done working at the house, he's like, man, let's go to George's and get a beer. And I'm like, man, I want to. I really want to do it with him. But it's like, man, it's like, you're going home. I got to get up to the house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can't just run down there and get a beer. Like, Chelsea wouldn't say nothing, but it ain't setting a good precedent.
Right, you know right, I mean? Right, right, like, right, right. I got responsibilities.
Yeah,
dog.
And I can't. She ain't going to take too kindly if I.
No,
like,
you come back and you've had more than one beer.
Yeah,
and it's like. You're 3 cents in the wind.
Yeah,
and she's been dealing with the kids.
It's 10 o'clock. It's like, man, I can't do that.
Yeah,
dog.
But you might get caught up at George's, dog.
We drove by there last night at George's on our way home. Man, that place was rocking.
I believe it.
That place was. I don't even been in Georgia's.
We were supposed to go, but we didn't. Ran out of time.
We should have went.
We should have. We'll go one day.
Yeah, we'll get there. We got a lot of work coming up.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah. I told JJ the other day. I said April 1 we'll be cutting grass.
Oh yeah.
I believe that wholeheartedly because it's going to start. We're going to be looking at mid-50s and 60s, and it's going to start raining all week. Everything's going to green up. I'd say the first calls will be coming in end of March, and we'll be cutting by the beginning of April.
Oh, JJ. But, you got anything else for us?
Nah, yeah. Well, I got to scroll back through. Oh, this whole, I'm telling you, Jay alluded to this through text message. This whole debate about going through the shorts or going or zipping down all the way down and going.
Oh, I got one for that.
I'm telling you right now, dude, it's split 50-50. Like, some people are like, yeah, I've been doing that my whole life. And other people are like, dude, you guys are crazy. And that went through Marshall Medical School, that whole debate. And guys, it was split down the middle.
Let me tell you what I found out today the hard way.
Hit me.
I've been wearing coveralls when I've been working because my ass crack always hangs out.
Yep. Yeah.
So I wear my boxers, I put my shirt, tuck it in, and then I put my coveralls on over top of my shirt, and then I put a sweatshirt over top of that. Man, those things they're comfortable. They do their job. But if you got to go to the bathroom, it's got a zipper in the front. But mm-hmm. if you got to go deuce. You better hope there ain't no 911 emergency because you ain't getting out quick.
Oh, man. Coveralls are bad for deuces, dog.
Okay, you got to be quick.
You got to be quick.
And man, these Carhartt ones I got, they're buttons on there. They're not, you know, you got the most of them got the, just the little buttons. Well, these got these little flat hooks where you got to hook it down and twist it and then lock it. And I'm like, since when?
That's a rough one, dog. Rough one. Jay's comments to the last podcast was he really wants more info on that on Marty.
Okay, it's what he's saying.
Marty at Walmart. Marty at Walmart.
Well, he won that fight.
And the fight of 03. The great fight of 03.
Yeah.
Like, we need more details on that. Our listeners are really wanting that. So you got to pop back into Walmart.
Track his ass down.
Track him down like Marty. Listen, I need more info on this famous fight from 03. He said you led up real good to that and then dropped off on that story. So we need you to come back to that story.
I can only go with what I was working with.
Get your ass back to Walmart and get this story. He said your Gump knowledge was weak.
Yeah.
He said Jenny's last name was on a gravestone at the end. That's how I remembered it. Let's see. An interesting other day, I told Ashley we would go to the mall, so we were walking down on the main drag, and two men walked past us. One guy had a shirt on that said "Legalize and eating ass."
Well, buddy, I think that is legal, so I don't think that's against the law.
The other one had a hoodie on that said It said "Fetz Luck." Approximately 6 minutes later, I saw a young boy, no older than 13, 14, sitting on a bench with a girl the same age, obviously killing time until their parents came to pick him up. And this kid had on a hoodie that said "Practice Safe Sex."
Damn. Is this in Charleston?
This is in Huntington, dog.
Ooh!
Mean streets of Huntington.
So they're at the Huntington Mall?
At the Huntington Mall.
Okay, let's talk about the mall.
Legalizing eating ass.
The mall, Charleston Town Center, they're moving the library into the mall. Town Center for 2 years while they pumped $24 million into that one. And now also they're going to open up a flea market in the mall with them open things. They got like all these vendors. The mall's dead. Put a fucking fork in it. Charleston
if
Mall.
If you're going flea market, you're dead. Yeah. Deader than a doornail.
Yeah, that place is done. So man, I think eating ass is legal. I don't think we need to get any bills on that.
He wants to weigh in on the cargo shorts. And this is going to get tough for the listeners because anybody that's a cargo shorts fan or wears cargo shorts, I just want to let you know you lost two over the past weekend because both of the guys who were advocates for the cargo short clan
realized we don't even wear cargo shorts. Damn. Well.
So that one's dead. So, Ron, you're the only one left. Ron, that's it, bud. You're the Lone Ranger.
My bad, Ron. I thought I wore them until I got them out and looked. And they're khaki, but they ain't cargo. Like, shit. Well, I ain't got. I can't even defend it. I thought they were cargo the whole time. Nope.
So we're down to one.
Now, hey, I got a pair of khakis that I wear at work, and they got two pockets on the leg, but one's like a zip and one's a button. Is that cargo pants? They're not the baggy ones. I mean, these are straight leg. Pants, dress pants. Man, those are
coming. That's tough.
FlexFit Lees, man. Y'all check him out at Kohl's.
Check them out. Hit us up, sponsor us, Lees.
Yeah. They're comfortable. Guy I work with, he wore mine on that I have hanging on the back of the door in case we have court. And he said, "Can I wear those?" I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Man, what are these?" I was like, "They're FlexFit Lees, khaki pants." He's like, "My balls in there felt more freer."
That's right. Yeah, that's all I got. So, might be a short one. It is what it is. Get back in the groove.
But yeah, we need to come up with some topics. We need to get down. We're cheating our audience.
We need to get the upgrade of the equipment, and we need to start getting people in here. But that's the future. But we just thought we'd get together real fast. The wifey and the kids are all inside eating, and we need to get back in there and
yeah, I'm ready for some chicken.
Talk some shit and eat some tacos. So that's it for this one.
Hey, you ladies out there, let's do a little poll. If you're on that Lexi Pro, wing yourself off or don't. I don't know. Y'all do some research on Lexi Pro.
Don't kill anybody in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look up that Lexi Pro. Do some research on it.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I got. Appreciate it. Sponsors, West Virginia Auto Sales, Karis Cuts Up and Collars. Support the podcast, even though we're doing a shitty job of late. Just still support us.
We're going through a rut. We'll be back.
We got Josh and Ham still supporting us, so we appreciate
it. Jay's getting ready to start. Bill's getting ready to start.
Yeah, everybody just start sending the donos, dog. Yeah. Then we'll upgrade this equipment, and then we'll really set fire to this shit. All right. Hey, appreciate you guys, as always. Till next time. Peace.